a story I was going to pass over because we didn't get it covered in the 7 o'clock hour. It relates to the Grand Canyon, and I brought in a book, and Tim actually has referenced it like three times, and the stories that we keep pulling out of it. I thought, well, you know what the heck? We'll throw it in here. It's our open forum hour here at the 9 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House, and it's Death in the Grand Canyon. When this book was printed in 2002, I don't know if they've updated it, because even this one says updated and revised.
Yeah.
Well, they've got to update and revise, because this print had 52 accidental falls over the edge, and we're up to 64 now.
Wow. Yeah.
This year.
Chaperoned my kid's sixth grade trip to the canyon, and the school said, you got to read this book before you go, and I thought that was a little morbid, Death in the Canyon. It chronicles, though, all the ways people have died. Most of them are falling
being
over
stupid.
The edge. Yeah, but it was
so-and-so climbed over the barrier to take a picture. So-and-so ignored the warning signs.
Yeah.
So-and-so climbed up on the wall
right.
to take a picture. One guy even, two funny ones on the picture. One guy, he set up the camera, and then he went to get in front of the camera to take a picture of himself. This was in the 40s before they had selfies.
Sure.
And as he's backing up to step in the frame, he backed himself all the way off the edge.
Did he get the picture, though?
No.
His last picture.
The one that did get the picture was in the 80s. A guy handed a camera to another couple and said, would you take a picture of me? And he fell off at the time they took the picture, so they actually captured his final descent into the canyon. And people falling from 300 to 1,000 feet.
Yeah.
It was varied.
It's a treacherous place if you don't go in with a healthy respect for it.
And the reason that all came up.
The fall never kills you.
No.
It's just the landing.
Good point.
But the reason I actually pulled that out is because you can get in today for free. In fact, all the national parks are free today. We've got 22 in the state of Arizona. It's very interesting when you look at the parks map. The National Park Service, they've got northern Arizona and southern Arizona, but only one in central Arizona at Montezuma's Castle.
That's right.
You look at the Arizona State Parks, and they've got the middle, like from Havasu over, and they've got some scattered north and south, but very north and very south, it's national parks, and the majority of the state parks are in the central area. But all 22 national parks are free today, so that's something you can one way you can break a new Sanderson Ford vehicle from that you picked up today from the Hootenanny
just
sale.
Just be careful with the selfies. The selfies can kill you.
Well, I was visiting with Mr. Kimmerly, and he said the wildlife zoo out there where the woman was attacked by the a cougar, but she had stepped over a barrier to take a selfie. And he actually said that their business has gone up by 25% out there, and they've sold more of their stuffed cougars.
Jaguar
since then. So,
did the woman that take the selfie get a portion of any of those proceeds?
She got royalties.
Well, hopefully she learned you stay on the right side of the barrier.
She gets to keep her arm, right?
Yeah.
She gets some common sense.
We live in a funny world right now, don't we? Gosh, I love it.
It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning. We've got our 10 o'clock hour. We dive deep into one specific topic, and today it's going to be a conversation on quartz versus granite when we're selecting countertops.
And butcher block.
And you do have a butcher block specialist lined up. That's what y'all have on your center island, and it was butcher block before that, if I remember right.
Yeah.
You replaced it, I think that one was after I left, so it's about 18 years old, that butcher block's
been
there?
And it's still gorgeous.
It was tile when we moved in, and when we remodeled the kitchen, we went all butcher block.
But the butcher block you have now isn't the one I helped you put in.
No, because that one cracked so many heads with the corners. Now we have beveled edges.
That's correct.
Certain age, everybody had these scars across the top of their head.
There was blood on every outside corner of that one.
Speaking of another book here. Death at the Corner.
Death in the Romero Kitchen. Kids running around 80 miles an hour, chasing dogs and each other, and running into that countertop.
One more hour of Rosie on the House, and one more hour till the Arizona Wildflowers take the stage with their for 2 hours performing here live at the Sanderson Ford Hootenanny Sale and free hot dogs.